Penguin Random House Audio presents Talking to Robots, Tales from Our Human-Robot Futures by David Ewing Duncan. Read for you by John Lee. To Sander, Danielle and Alex, and to humans, past, present and future. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Isaac Asimov, iRobot. Prelude. When the robots arrived. In the future, we will all remember when the robots truly arrived. Everyone will have their story. Some will be revelatory, recalled as a rush of excitement that a robot could do that thing that was so vitally important to us. Perhaps a robot surgeon saved the life of someone dear to you, or you had mind-blowing sex with the robo-date of your dreams. And how can you forget when that robot broker used AI, quantum, mumbo-jumbo to net you a tidy sum on the Pyongyang Stock Exchange, allowing you to pay for your daughter's master's degree in robotics? For others, their first true robot experience will be like getting the best toy ever. A megabot loaded with games, jokes, travels, suggestions, advice in love, holographic telephones. A robot that's funny and wise and, quite possibly, sexy, like the voice of Scarlett Johansson in the movie Her. Or maybe your inaugural robot moment will be more banal. An instant when you realize, with relief, that the machines have taken over all the tasks and responsibilities that used to be super annoying. Taking out the trash, changing diapers, paying bills, and vacuuming those hard-to-reach places in your robot-driven car. Possibly your recollection will be less benign, a memory of when a robot turned against you. The machine that swiped your job. The robot IRS agent that threatened to seize your bank assets over a tax dispute. The robo-judge that decided against you in a lawsuit with a former business partner that also happened to be a robot, making you wonder if all these robots are secretly working in cahoots. You might also remember when the robots began campaigning for equal rights with humans and for an end to robot slavery, abuse, and exploitation, or when robots became so smart that they ceased to do what we asked them and became our benign overlords, treating us like cute and not very bright pets. Or when the robots grew tired of us and decided to destroy us, turning our own robo-powered weapons of mass destruction against us, which we hoped was just a bad dream, a possible future scenario discussed in the early 21st century by the likes of Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX. AI is a fundamental existential risk for human civilization, Musk once said, adding that AI is potentially more dangerous than nukes. Great news, coming from a guy who made AI-powered cars and spaceships. Those of you living in the present day can be forgiven if you feel a bit antsy about the whole existential risk thing, even as you continue to love your technology as it whisks you across and over continents and oceans at 35,000 feet. And also brews you decent triple-shot cappuccinos with extra foam at just the push of a button. It summons you rides in someone else's Kia Soul or Chevy Volt that hopefully doesn't smell funny. And it connects you online with that cute chestnut-haired girl you had a crush on in sixth grade, whose current-day pics you like, but are careful not to love, because that would be a little weird after all these years. Yet deep down, many people living in the early 2000s, known as the early robot era, ERE, feared that a robo-apocalypse wasn't off the table for the future. This despite reassurances from tech elites like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. "I'm really optimistic," Zuckerberg has said about the future. People who are naysayers and kind of try to drum up these doomsday scenarios, I don't understand it. To which Elon Musk replied, "I've talked to Mark about this. His understanding of the subject is limited." Further into the future, we will remember when robots became organic, created in a lab from living tissue, cells, and DNA to look and be just like us, but better and more resilient. Even further out in time, we will recall when we first had the option of becoming robots ourselves by downloading our minds and our essences into organic engineered beings that could theoretically live forever. Some of us will remember being thrilled by the prospect of having a synthetic or organometallic body that's young and sleek and impervious to aging. Our new robot bodies will allow us to do amazing things, like not have our DNA torn to shreds by cosmic radiation while traveling into space. With the proper upgrades, we will also be able to swim submersible-free in the Mariana Trench, more than 6 miles under the surface of the sea, without drowning or being crushed by tons of water pressure. Maybe we'll do the breaststroke in oceans of liquid methane on Titan, just because we can. And yet, will we feel that something is missing as the millennia pass? Will we grow weary of being robots, invulnerable and immortal? Will we feel a nostalgia for the time before, that moment, long ago, when we first realized that the robots had truly arrived? Some people in the present day think that the coming of AI and robots will be as impactful as the advent of fire, agriculture, the wheel, steam engines, electricity, and the internet. Others think that the emergence of robots and AI is overhyped, that robots of the sort we're imagining are still far off in the future and will be very different from what we're conjuring in our brains. These robo-skeptics wonder if so-called artificial intelligence is really just part of a steady progression of computers becoming ever more powerful and ubiquitous, and that this invention of the wheel moment is occurring gradually, without any sort of definitive eureka moment, as we realize that, hey, will you look at that? I can order catnip and toilet paper online. And wow, is it really true that a 13-inch MacBook Pro has the RAM and processing speed to manage a small city, or perhaps guide a modest-sized spaceship to Mars? Humans in the present day seem obsessed with robots, real and imagined, as we embrace dueling visions of robo-utopias and robo-dystopias that titillate, bring hope, and scare the bejesus out of us. Possibly the very speed and whoosh of technological newness is contributing to our insistence on anthropomorphizing every machine in sight. We imagine a dishwashing robot that looks like Rosie from the Jetsons, or a cop that chases replicants looking like Ryan Gosling in Blade Runner 2049. Making these machines seem more like us makes them less scary, or sometimes scarier, like the pissed-off killer bots in Westworld that go berserk and start killing every human in sight. This isn't too far removed from ancient Greeks and others, who created gods that looked and acted like us mortals in matters of love, lust, envy, fury, and who has the biggest lightning bolt. This humanization made their awesome power over the sun, wind, water, love, crops, and war seem more familiar and less terrifying. Or maybe we just let our human egos run wild and can't imagine an all-powerful god or alien or a robot not looking and acting like us. It's far more likely that a dishwasher bot will look like, well, a dishwasher, with perhaps a couple of robotic arms to pick up and load dirty coffee mugs and cutlery. Likewise, in 2049, a real-life version of Gosling's character, Kay, would more likely resemble present-day military robots that operate on four legs and look like metallic dogs than blade-running hunks on a stick that have holographic girlfriends, grow three-day beards, and cry real tears. But you never know. This book is a brief guide to possible future scenarios about robots, real and imagined. Mostly it's told by an unnamed narrator from the future who seems to know all about robots and AI, both in the present day and in future decades, centuries and millennia, and sometimes even in future millennia, millions of years, and birlennia, billions of years. At times our narrator visits us in the present day to tell us what might be happening in the future. The narrator seems to know about alternate futures too, describing scenarios for some bots in which things turn out wonderful. In others, not so much. Most scenarios that feature different bots.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?